You're listening to New Tinea, a fruit fly brain inspired in AI that learns new smells without forgetting. A fruit fly inspired algorithm learned scent categories from limited examples and added new odors while retaining earlier ones. Its sparse spiking design could suit adaptable artificial noses, but the research tested software on 2 datasets, not a complete sensor or measured low-power device. A fruit fly can separate useful scent signals with a brain smaller than a poppy seed. Researchers at the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology have now copied part of that strategy in an algorithm that learns odor categories from few examples and adds new ones without readily erasing the old. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The SPI fly algorithm turned odor sensor readings into sparse neural activity patterns and was tested on 2 experimental scent datasets.
Why does it matter?
Learning new smells from limited data could help future artificial noses adapt to pollutants, spoiled food, or hazardous chemicals without repeated cloud retraining.
What is the catch?
SPI fly remains a software algorithm. It has not yet been integrated with an odor sensing chip, tested in messy outdoor air, or shown to use less electricity on working hardware. Key number. A hidden layer of 1,000 simulated neurons turns each incoming scent into a sparse activity pattern that acts like a barcode. How the fly-inspired shortcut works. Odor readings enter a 3-layer spiking neural network. Random connections expand each signal into the 1,000 neuron middle layer, but only a small fraction of those neurons fire for any one smell. An associative learning rule then connects that sparse pattern to an output label. This arrangement is inspired by the fruit fly's olfactory circuit, where most candidate neurons are suppressed and a small active group represents each odor. The researchers tested SPI fly against several classifiers using 2 scent databases and reported its strongest relative performance when only a few labeled examples were available. Learning a new smell without wiping the old list. Conventional models can suffer catastrophic forgetting, where training on new classes damages performance on classes learned earlier. Sparse patterns reduce how much one odor's representation overlaps another, allowing SPI fly to add categories with less interference. That feature matters for a portable detector because field data rarely arrive as one complete, balanced training set. A food storage monitor or pollution sensor may encounter a new compound after deployment and need to update locally. Why scent is a difficult test. Real air contains mixtures, shifting concentrations, humidity, and background chemicals. Biology also shows that odor responses can be highly specific. New Tinea recently reported that 3 mosquito species prefer different human scent patterns. SPI fly was evaluated on prepared datasets, not on uncontrolled mixtures. Its overall accuracy still needs improvement against the best conventional methods, according to the researchers. Before we overstate the result, the study compares algorithms on 2 datasets and does not demonstrate a complete artificial nose. Energy efficiency is an architectural expectation from sparse spiking computation, not a measured battery or power result from deployed hardware. The system still requires a physical chemical sensor, and the team has not yet integrated SPI fly with the separate neuromorphic sensing chip it sights. Performance on overlapping odors and changing real-world backgrounds remains unproved. What happens next? The OIST team plans to connect SPI fly to odor sensing hardware developed with researchers at Eindhoven University of Technology and Kiel University. A convincing next test would measure accuracy, learning speed, and actual energy use on mixed airborne chemicals outside a curated dataset.
Takeaway.
SPI fly offers a compact way to learn new scent labels without rebuilding a model from scratch. Its practical value will depend on whether the same advantage survives contact with a real sensor, mixed odors, and measured hardware power limits. Read the full article at newtknia.com.